A Table Bluff home development permit is a target of litigation, but the Humboldt County Planning Commission has confidently approved it. A coastal development permit for construction of a 2,000-square-foot home on Hawks Hill Road has been on and off the commission's agenda over the last year as a lawsuit moves through the judicial system. Challenging the county's actions on an abandoned well, the lawsuit sought an injunction against decision-making on the permit, but a Superior Court judge ruled in favor of the county. The permit returned to the commission's agenda on August 1st as an appeal proceeds. Caitlin Wilson, the attorney representing neighbors of the project site John Wilson and Cindy Day Wilson, said the site includes two wells, one that's been permanently closed and the existing well proposed for use. She challenged a written staff report that says it's legally permitted and said it can't be because it's been long abandoned.
A well that has not been used for a period of 1 year is abandoned, and per the Health and Safety Code and the California Well Standards, as well as the Humboldt County Code, an abandoned well must be, at a minimum, permanently destroyed. There is no dispute of fact regarding the fact that the currently open well on the property has been abandoned for 40 years. The Humboldt County Code provides that all persons owning an abandoned well, as defined in the California Well Standards, had to have been closed by December 31st, 1991. This well was at the time abandoned. It was drilled in or around fall of 1981. I urge you to, at a minimum, put off the decision regarding this well until the litigation has been fully adjudicated. Thank you.
Although the well is the litigation issue, the county has issued stop work orders for unpermitted vegetation removal at the project site. But a written staff report says the code enforcement case, quote, will be resolved in this application for a coastal development permit. The permit applicant, Joel Geck Moeller, acknowledged that things were done wrong in the past, but described them as honest mistakes. After the public comment period, County Supervising Environmental Health Specialist Patrick Owen described the history of the two wells at the project site and said the existing well is approved.
There was an application for a well destruction permit. We approved that work. It was a licensed well driller that destroyed the well. And then it may be, and I'm hypothesizing here, it may be related to some of the brush removal, but they finally found the well that, you know, exists. It was drilled to almost 500 feet. It's pretty typical of that high area of Table Bluff that wells are pretty deep. And so Rich Well Drilling, the original well driller from 1981, they still had records on the well log. So we gave them permission to submit the paperwork, which they submitted to DWR, Department of Water Resources, submitted a well completion report. And based on that information, in January of 2022, Environmental Health approved the construction of the well. So from our department's perspective, the well is permitted.
Commissioners supported Geck Moeller's plans. Commissioner Peggy O'Neill questioned what would be gained by disallowing and destroying the existing well.
A great deal of money goes into drilling a well and disturbing the ground when you're drilling the well. So to force them to drill a second well just because you want to cause them suffering seems a little over the top. So if they have to do another well because the court says they do, then they do, but hopefully they won't have to incur that cost or disturb the ground to do it just because you want to try to stop their project.
Other commissioners agreed. Commissioner Noah Levy said the project is well vetted and well documented, and added, quote, the applicants have done everything, it seems to me, and more, that they should have been required to do to bring it up to this point. Commissioner Ivor Skavdal, who has experience with well development, said, quote, it would be a shame, in my opinion, to have to poke another hole in the ground next to a 400-foot deep well. The permit was unanimously approved. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.